This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Earlier this week, Colorado passed a grim milestone in the pandemic as it surpassed 10,000 deaths from COVID-19. Megan Werthman is the staff chaplain at UC Health. She says her work used to be 80% family and patient support and 20% staff support. Nowadays, it's more of a 50-50 split.
The people that I'm working with, the people who have stuck it out this long, are really fried. Or they're brand new and seeing all this horror for the first time.
Werthman says getting vaccinated is the best thing Coloradans can do to help their communities. A tourist train in Colorado's high country is running this holiday season for the first time. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Riding tracks that reach nearly 11,000 feet, the Leadville Railroad winds passengers through snowy mountains for 2 hours. Spokesperson Kirsten Ayers says the tourist train started operating in 1988.
We've been running every summer since, and this is the first time that we've gotten to the point where we can run in the winter. That's just been a huge goal for us for, goodness, probably 5-10 years, and we are there.
The Leadville Railroad offers 2 trips a day, in the afternoon and evening, most days through mid-January. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Highs in the 40s for Denver today, upper 30s for Colorado Springs. And then much warmer temperatures for the Front Range tomorrow. Should be good weather for the Broncos game. Highs in the upper 50s around Denver Sunday. You're listening to CPR News.